This episode is brought to you by Pillsbury. Is there anything sweeter than starting your morning with a warm, flaky Pillsbury Toaster Strudel? Toaster Strudel is the easiest way to put smiles on your little ones' faces. It's the tasty, simple breakfast treat that's ready in minutes. Just grab and go. Pillsbury Toaster Strudel has the taste kids love. Grab a box at a grocery store near you or learn more at Pillsbury.com.
This episode is brought to you by the 2024 Honda CR-V Hybrid. Honda knows that to discover the oasis, you have to brave the desert. That's why the 2024 CR-V Hybrid is built to conquer mountains, take in a view, and go everywhere in between. It's the compact SUV as determined as you are. Rise to the challenge with the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. Learn more at crvhybrid.honda.com.
Today's show is sponsored by Hi Neighbor. Tired of getting shut out every time you want to jump on someone else's Wi-Fi? Can't figure out those pesky passwords? That's where Hi Neighbor comes in. Within 60 seconds, Hi Neighbor will crack any Wi-Fi password or your money back. Use promo code JoeyChandlerFriendsPodTom for 10% off the Hi Neighbor black box. HiNeighbor.org. Wi-Fi, more like my-fi. Welcome to Meet My Friends, The Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling, where we go through the show Friends one episode at a time and break it down and focus on what makes each episode special. And today we've got a good one, so stay tuned and let's get to talking about The Friends. All right. Yeah. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends podcast here, a recap podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of the show, and I've got my engineer Jason here with me.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good, good. Today's episode is called The One with the Monkey, and this was written by Adam Chase and Ira Ungerleader, directed by Peter Boners, who was also the dentist on Newhart. Fun, that could have been in the Fun Friends Facts, but that's a Fun Friends Fact at the top. We'll give you a bonus on that. And this one aired on December 15th, 1994. And this one is about Ross gets his monkey, Marcel, and it's a New Year's Eve episode, and everyone is making a pact to not have a date on New Year's Eve, so it can just be the six friends together, and that slowly starts to fall apart. Everybody starts getting dates, and then the plan of all the dates starts to fall apart, too. And at the end, nobody ends up with their date, including Ross, who has the monkey, as New Year's Eve rings in. And this is a good one. I do want to talk about something else, though, that is kind of driving me a little nuts. The show, we are a couple weeks in now, and word's getting around, and it's a hit. The show's a hit. People love it. I did, however, see a review over at AV Club. They have a section called Bold Takes, which is sponsored by 1812 Vodka for them, not by us. We do not take, not that we don't take alcohol sponsors. I would consider any sponsor for this. This is a for-profit show, obviously.
I mean, we should take what we can get.
Well, we do take what we get with right. The sponsors, and we have plenty of great sponsors, and I appreciate all of them. But 1812 Vodka is not one of them. That's an AV Club sponsor. So there was an article over there written by Alex Dunleavy, and it was called From Best Show to Worst Show, Sharpling launches Pointless Friends recap show. And I don't know Alex Dunleavy, but this review, I want to focus on positive stuff and not just get chewed up here by, well, first of all, it says, if there was a drinking game surrounding Tom Sharpling's long-running best show, radio show, and podcast, one would hope it didn't involve taking a shot every time the host complained about how he was overlooked or disrespected, because the average listener would end up suffering from alcohol poisoning within an hour. And it said, who's he complaining about having passed him over is an entirely different matter. The entertainment industry, this website, who knows? Look, that is, because I do the best show, that's kind of my day job in this scheme of broadcasting. But this show is a new thing. I don't know why you have to start off with a shot at what I have been doing for a long time with the show. I try to be honest on the show and on the best show and on this show as well. So if you think I complain about stuff, I don't know what to tell you. I talk about things I like and talk about things I don't like, hopefully in equal measure. And that's why on this show I'm talking about Friends. That's where this gets to be a thing. You think I don't talk about things I like? Well, what do you think this podcast is then? Because this is just a 236 episode tribute to something I like. So if you think I talk about things, I just moan about things I don't like, then what's this podcast? Well, let's go on with the article here. But for all his complaining and feast or famine eras of The Best Show, which was a radio show on WFMU before assuming its current standalone status 3 years ago, both Sharpling and his program have maintained a pretty impressive degree of integrity. Sink or swim, the show has danced to the beat of its own drummer. That's nice. I appreciate that.
Nice.
It was, right?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Okay. But I should also say, I should talk about the sponsor for today, though, before I get too carried away here. Yeah, you know what? Forget this stupid review. I don't care. Today's show is sponsored by Hi Neighbor. Wi-Fi. We all love it, right? But who wants to go through the trouble of getting a router and a modem or whatever else it takes to get those sweet ones and zeros pumping through your apartment? The easiest way to get online is to jump on the network of someone else in your building until you realize you can't figure out their password. That's where Hi Neighbor comes in. Just hook up the black box to any wall outlet, and within 60 seconds, you can crack the password of any private Wi-Fi network. And then it's smooth surfing all day long. Use promo code Joey Chandler Friends Pod Tom for 10% off on your own Hi Neighbor black box. Hi Neighbor. Wi-Fi? More like MiFi. So this episode, the thing with the monkey, I always thought was weird to add Marcel, this monkey. It's kind of the thing that on a lesser show, that's like a jump the shark moment when you add a monkey, when one of the characters has a pet monkey.
Strange to do that in episode 10.
Very early, yeah. Yes. Did you watch this one?
I didn't, but I do remember it from when I was in high school.
Okay. High school, huh? That's the last time you saw this?
Yes, okay. Clearly. I mean, why would I watch it now?
Well, it's still on. I mean, do you ever listen to it?
Oh, yeah, no, I go by, like, what, Spike or TBS?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I should buy that every now
sure.
and then.
Sure. This one also had Joey was doing Santa at the mall and then gets kind of demoted to being an elf this time and... Well, hold on 1 second. This, just to, the thing about the, yeah, the dance show dances to the beat of its own drummer. But get this. So it is with a great degree of confusion that Sharpling has launched a spin-off podcast called Meet My Friends, The Friends, an episode-by-episode recap program encapsulating all 236 episodes of Friends. Yes, you heard right. Yes, you are. Look.
Ugh.
Thank you.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Sharpling has decided to kick off 2018 by becoming one of the last broadcasters to the Recap Podcast Dance. It's a format that has frankly been run into the ground over the last handful of years. You can't swing a dead cat without bumping into a podcast that seeks to make its bones by summing up a television show or analyzing a classic movie 1 minute at a time. That's true. Is this the first recap show? Of course not.
Not even close.
No, I'm not even pretending it is, but this is... Why would Sharpling throw his hat into the ring at this point? I'm not sure. But if the quality of programming was to tell the story, it sure seems like he started this podcast as a weak sauce attempt. And first of all, just saying weak sauce is a thing. It's like very trendy. So that's a sign that you, Alex Dunleavy, your writing leaves something to be desired, a weak sauce attempt. So he started this podcast as a weak sauce attempt to jump on a train that left the station years ago. Perhaps he feels like the best show, which clocks in at an unwieldy 3 hours a week. Sorry, it started as a radio show. It was not my idea to make it 3 hours a week. It became that, and it has stayed that. That's what works, and if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. I've been doing the best show forever. That's fine. So if perhaps he feels like the best show, which clocks in at an unwieldy 3 hours a week, is a difficult pill to swallow, so he's trying to dumb down his professional accessibility and get the...
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
What? Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Pure Leaf Iced Tea. Pure Leaf is crafted in a variety of flavors that'll make you say, ah. Enjoy juicy peach, zesty lemon, or ripe raspberry without any artificial flavors. Pure Leaf Iced Tea, real variety, real brewed. Visit pureleaf.com/buy now.
Who I don't know, is that
that's cutting.
Yeah, you know, it's a rough line. Tries to dumb down his professional accessibility to get the ADHD crowd on board, or perhaps the motives are a little more cynical and profit based. Only Tom knows. Oh, F off. I'm sorry. That's so. Yeah, is this am I doing this? Is this a Mother Teresa style charity thing? No, it's not. Is this meant to maybe have a different kind of appeal than The Best Show? Which, yes, is 3 hours. And, yes, it's some people find it hard to know where to start with. Is this a different thing that maybe is easier to start with? Yes, it is. I'm sorry if you look at this as as some sort of thing, Alex, that you think it's some... cheap cash grab. It's not. I'm not doing this for profit with this. Well, I look, profit is it's a byproduct. I'm doing this because I want to recap the episodes of Friends and talk about the...
Then do that. Maybe this isn't the show that you just focus on the Friends thing. Don't focus on this review.
You're right. Thank you.
What has Alex Dunleavy done?
I don't know. Yeah, so back to the episode. The monkey's weird. Phoebe goes out with a guy named David, who's played by Hank Azaria, his first appearance on the show as David. And then he has to leave to go to Minsk to work on a research project because he's a scientist, and he wants to stay to be with her, and she won't let him do it. She breaks up with him, and so he can... Well, hold on, just this one. But whatever his motives, the finished product, I've heard it's the first six episodes, is a limp attempt to hitch the wagon of a host to a trend which he has no aptitude or feeling for. The shows are unfocused, rambling, which is an accomplishment with each episode clocking in around the 12-minute mark and pathetically pointless. The only saving grace... never mind. Let's get back to the
what was
Friends
this, what was
thing.
The saving grace?
What's that?
What was the saving grace?
Oh, so in this episode... Fine, okay. The only saving grace is he's not a co-host. He's the engineer. Commenting on a thing.
Okay.
It says you're the only saving grace.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's... So...
Well, that kind of changes the tone a little bit.
For all his faults, and there are too many to name here, Sharpling has committed the one sin he had yet to violate. With Meet My Friends, the Friends, he has become boring. With friends like these, who needs this show? Again, F off. F off. Let's go to the thing. Chandler's creepy on this one because he's getting weird. Janice is back on it. Mm-hmm. His on again, off again lady friend, and he breaks up with her again. I don't like it. I like Janice. I don't like watching her get jerked around by Chandler. And, so the Friends first. We still don't have a sound effect for that, do we?
We don't.
Okay.
We don't.
Yeah.
But would you like Mr. Saving Grace over here to do it? Would do it with my mouth?
No, I would not. I would like you to produce the thing you said would take 2 seconds to do.
I never said 2 seconds.
I'd love it if you could
find
2 seconds in your life and produce the thing I asked you 3 weeks ago to produce, which is
a lot more than
the sound effect.
But that's neither here nor
there.
Make
the sound effect.
Okay.
Not joking around.
The saving grace will do that.
Fun Friends fact. Phoebe's boyfriend, David, goes to Minsk to do research. Minsk happens to be the place where the relatives of Lisa Kudrow, the actress who plays Phoebe, are from. So she has relatives in Minsk where David is going to. That's a little thin as a fact. And then the... the first. Crap. I have a sound effect for the facts.
So, yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I was a little confused.
So I don't have the Friends first.
First.
That stupid
that's the
review
one.
Got me so knocked off my game. Friends first. First appearance of Marcel the Monkey. First appearance of David, played by Hank Azaria. Friends fact.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Is the thing I just said about Minsk or whatever. The line of the episode is,
it's the line of the episode.
So Ross is talking to, the gang's talking. Ross is introducing his monkey. He says, that would be Marcel. Do you want to say hi, Monica? No, I don't. Rachel, oh, he is precious. Where did you get him from, Ross? My friend Bethel rescued him from some lab. Phoebe, that is so cruel. Why? Why would a parent name their child Bethel? Okay, rank the episode again. No sound effect for this yet either. It's a good episode, not a great one. Still not nuts about how Chandler treats Janice. 6.5 friends out of a possible 10 friends. Rank the friends again. No sound effect for that either.
Not yet.
Nope.
Phoebe, Rachel, Joey, Monica, Ross, once again in the cellar, Chandler. For all of his sins, and there are too many to name here, what a cheap shot. That's how you write? That's how you write, Alex? Sharpling has committed the one sin he had yet to violate. With Meet My Friends of Friend, he has become boring. This is not boring. This is a quality show, and it's a show on... Okay, you know what? Look, I feel a little under attack here. I feel a little overwhelmed. This Alex Dunleavy, not a friend. Not a friend. And look, Jason... You're mm-hmm. doing all this stuff where you're not coming through with the sound effects, and you're it's senioritis staring out the window.
Senioritis.
You just don't seem
39.
You just don't seem interested in the show. This is what I'm going to ask you right now.
Okay.
I need you to, and you're going to have to do this, or you're going to have to go. I need you to take a loyalty oath right now. I'm not joking.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A loyalty oath. To meet my friends, the friends.
No, to me.
To
as
you.
The host of this show.
You never asked me to take a loyalty oath for the best show.
Yeah. Well, you've never dropped the... Just do it, okay?
How do I do this?
Okay.
How do I do it?
Okay, okay. Well...
I, Jason Gore, hereby pledge a loyalty oath.
I pledge my loyalty to meet my friends, the friends.
Meet my friends, the friends.
I will do my best. And I will make each episode as great as it can possibly be. And I take this seriously, and I take Tom seriously.
I take this seriously, and I take Tom seriously.
Yeah, okay.
Two things you already know.
Well, new one. Thank you.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. Thank you.
Loyalty oath. I am loyal to the show.
Thank you. So thanks for listening, everybody, to Meet My Friends, the Friends. Thanks to engineer Jason Gore. Josh Cantor for doing the music on this, and we will be back with another episode of Meet My Friends, the Friends, very soon. Stay tuned.